It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. And we are here to bring you the second episode that will be featured exclusively on our Patreon. As you know, certain things happen in Bachelor Nation from time to time that deserve a higher level of scrutiny. One of those things happened this week. Our newest bachelorette, Claire Crawley, found herself on the other end of an interview with Rachel Lindsay and Becca Kufrin on October 14th's episode of the podcast, Bachelor Happy Hour. This is the official Bachelor Nation podcast, so you know everything's going to be covered in lies, and they're going to be towing the company line. But if you look hard enough, if you can peel the curtain back from what they're saying, you can find truth in it. And that is what we have done. We have boiled their episode down to about 15 minutes of the most important clips. We're going to play the clip. We're going to analyze the clip, tell you what it really means. And this episode was juicy. A lot of meat on the bone, as they say.
The first 30 seconds, I was like, oh my God, we have to do a digging deeper about this. Because it was just some straight up company man lines right off the bat that were of an unbelievable fashion.
And it's two prior bachelorettes, two of the most famous bachelorettes from recent history, interviewing the bachelorette whose season is currently fucking airing. You're never going to get an interview like this in any other place beyond the official Bachelor Happy Hour podcast. Like, it's all set up. They're the ones who are going to do this interview. So you'll never get actual truth from Claire, but you're getting the right questions being asked. And you just have to look at her response and analyze it a little deeper to get to the fucking bottom of it. And that is what we have done here. So thank you once again for joining us for this episode of
Digging Deeper.
All right, so this will work in exactly the same way all Digging Deepers work. We're going to play a clip. We're going to come out of it, talk about it, play the next clip. Here is the first clip.
I mean, my goodness, Chris Harrison set the precedent when he said, "Congratulations, you've just blown up the Bachelorette." That line has been ringing in my head over and over again. Like, do away with most dramatic season ever. It's, ladies and gentlemen, you just blew up the Bachelorette. It's the best thing ever. When I interviewed Chris, I asked him, I was like, did you have that scripted or did that just come off the top of your head? He was like, you know how it is. Sometimes you're just in it, you feel it, and it comes off the top of your head.
First of all, the implication that DLH improved that line, "Congratulations, you've just blown up the Bachelorette," I feel personally insulted. And for Rachel to go along with exactly what DLH is presenting to her face, I'm like, come on.
Well, I mean, implication, it's outright stated. Nothing's implied here. It's just a straight lie to our fucking face. And I'll just say this right up front. There are three Rachel Lindsays. There is the Rachel Lindsay who is on Higher Learning. She says whatever the fuck she wants to say about whatever the fuck she wants to talk about. That is my favorite of the Rachel
Lindsays. That is my favorite as well.
There is the Rachel Lindsay who appears on Extra and does interviews with Donald Trump Jr. and sits next to fucking Billy Bush every day when she's doing her segments. That is the Rachel Lindsay who can say literally nothing and who is completely handcuffed by the corporate media machine to say exactly what they want at all times.
Who jokingly talks about RNC memes.
And she plays the nicest of all three Rachel Lindsays. This is my least favorite Rachel Lindsay. Then there's the Rachel Lindsay in the middle, and that's the one we get on Bachelor Happy Hour, who can dance around the things she really wants to talk about, but never actually go in depth into any of them, never actually talk about any of the truth. And that's what we see here in this clip. I interviewed Chris Harrison, and I did ask him, was that line scripted or not? all of this is the Rachel Lindsay that we love. She's saying, look, I'm asking the fucking Dark Lord himself a question about whether or not he came up with this line. And then, of course, the Dark Lord says, just came up with that off the cuff. Of course, I'm a fucking genius. And she buys it.
Yeah, you're in the moment. You're feeling it. It's just like jazz, baby.
And her willingness to accept that as truth is why it puts her in that middle category. We know she doesn't believe that. We know now she's just in that mode of saying whatever the company wants her to say. And that's the Rachel Lindsay we're going to get on Bachelor Happy Hour forever. That middle Rachel Lindsay who will skirt the real issues but never say anything of substance about them.
Yeah, to me, this was almost extra Rachel Lindsay, this line of just being like, well, I interviewed him and he said this. It's just like Rachel talking to Donald Trump Jr. and being like, so you've got a book.
The clip that she's referring to is the one that we keep seeing in the promos again and again, where Dark Lord Harrison tells Claire Crawley, congratulations, you just blew up the Bachelorette. So that shot comes from an interview that he did with her. And these interviews very usually take place on the show after some big event has happened. It's very similar to the one that he had with Madison Pruitt when he flies back to Auburn and tries to convince her that it's PP's wildest fantasy to have her come back on the show with him. All of these things, he's prepared for these things in advance. He sits down with producers and they say, this is what we need you to get her or him to say. This is how you're going to handle the flow of the conversation. This is how you should control this person. Not only was that line fucking scripted, it was probably rehearsed 10 fucking times.
This is the linchpin of their season that their whole season is dependent on. And if they're bringing in a new bachelorette, they've already prepared all this stuff for. The idea that this linchpin of the season would not be scripted is a fucking joke.
Couldn't agree more. Are you ready for the next clip?
I am.
Her season is so vastly different from ours or probably any other Bachelor or Bachelorette that has done this, simply because of the fact that we're in the middle of a pandemic and it's COVID and like they're doing this all in quarantine. And that's the sentiment you get. Like you see Claire in the beginning, she's announced as Bachelorette, Chris Harrison FaceTimes her. She's so excited. She's like on the peak of this mountain. And then comes crashing down real hard where she doesn't know, like, am I ever going to be Bachelorette? Like, I've waited so long for this to be my time. And like, is this going to be taken from me? So that in itself, even before the season starts, she's already like riding this roller coaster that so much more is yet to come. And that's something that none of us have ever experienced before. Like when we were announced Bachelorette, we went straight into filming. Our phones were taken away. And that is so vastly different. Like she was able to still stay in quarantine and have her phone. All of the men were still able to have their phones and film. And so I like that it's a very different take on the beginning of a new season.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, we spoke to Claire, you know, before her season started and talked to her about it. And like we joked about the advantage that she's had to deep dive into who her men are, which I think is great. I mean, Now I don't know. I didn't pay attention to the first announcement of the men. So I don't know if new ones were added or not. I'm not even sure. But she had an advantage that we never have before. But at the same time, she at least knew she was going to be the Bachelorette. And she didn't know when her season was going to start, but they always assured her that she was getting her season. So just the anticipation and even preparing yourself for knowing exactly, because I think that with us, we're so rushed. Our adrenaline is so up. You almost don't even get to appreciate it. You do appreciate it, but not the same way because you're just in it and you're just going on fumes. Whereas with Claire, could truly mentally prepare.
A lot to unpack in this clip here. They are talking essentially about the differences in their experiences in being Bachelorette and Claire Crawley's, specifically where COVID is related and where it allowed her this extra amount of time to not only research the guys, but to psychologically prepare for the fucking experience.
We need to talk about the phone thing. Did they have their phones while they were being quarantined or not?
I don't think so, because once they got to La Quinta, all of their Instagrams went dead. They switched to private and nobody was posting. Reality Steve was watching all of them to see who started posting again. And once they did, it was then obvious that they were no longer in the show. So I think that that idea is wrong that Becca Kufrin has, that they still had their phones and were able to communicate once they got to La Quinta. And I don't know if that's her towing the company line to weave some lie that is germane to whatever narrative they're trying to tell, or if it's just her not understanding correctly. I think that's probably more likely.
They talk about how much they love these shots of the guys in their hotel rooms doing these to camera interviews. And it made me feel again, almost like when Rachel Lindsay suggested that she invented the hoodoo, that they have never seen these old seasons, because those, they, yes, we usually have these intro packages for the guys where they're in their hometown showing their hobby or their work or talking about their PTC. But we usually also get these shots of them preparing in the hotel room. So this is not a new thing that they're discussing and that they're like, oh my God, I love these shots of them in the hotel.
Yeah, the phones thing is interesting for sure. Whether they had them or not, we don't know. Certainly they were doing all this footage, but that footage could have been taken from a camera the producers gave them, a phone that doesn't actually have phone access. They're just using it to videotape themselves. But the thing I found most interesting, the thing that is crucial to understand here, the thing that is different from any other season of Bachelorette we have ever seen, is that...
You guys are definitely going to want to hear the rest of this conversation. And in order to do that, you're going to have to come to the bottom of the pit.
And there's only one way to get to the bottom of the pit. You have to go to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/GameOfRoses. And if you join us in the bottom of the pit, not only are you going to get the rest of this episode, but you're going to get 2 extra episodes per month, as well as a 1-hour live video event with Pace Case and I. Our first one is going to be happening next week. So you're definitely going to want to be in the pit for that.
There also might be some random other things that drop into the bottom of the pit that appear with no warning. And if you're not there, you're not going to know about them.
So we hope to see you all with us and everyone else who has already made the journey to the bottom of the pit very soon.
Patreon.com/GameOfRoses.